So for the monks, you know, I mean, just to tell the same thing, you know, for the monks, yeah, and for the monks in Mechi, I mean, in the Pansa, I mean, the monastery ground is our house, you know, that we just aditant, you know, that we don't leave it for the Pansa, yeah. I mean, one, we have to spend every night here in the monastery unless there's an urgency, yeah, that we can leave. And I mean, the urgencies that we can leave, you know, I mean, are in the Vinaya, yeah. So the best is you ask, you know, if there is something really important, then you can leave for up to 7 days, for 6 nights. Yeah. Otherwise, ฮะเมื่อฟังเทศก็ไม่ได้กินน้ำฮะภัยล้อนะ so what did I just say so within you know within these 3 months yeah I mean we are bound to this monastery yeah every night yeah, we should spend here in this monastery yeah.That is holds true for the Mechis, yeah, and holds true for the monk. If you don't, yeah, then it is, you know, I mean, you don't have a pansa. I mean, it is, yeah. Then it doesn't count as a rains retreat, yeah. So a monk who doesn't, who spends, you know, spends the nights outside, you know, and I mean, he doesn't count one pansa, yeah.One rains retreat. So, and within the 3 months, we have time, yeah, and we use this time, you know, to practice, yeah. I mean, we practice, you know, we have nothing else to do than practicing, yeah. We're practicing, you know, from the morning, and then we wake up, yeah. We have our Buddha, you know, with the Buddha we wake up, or with the breath we wake up, you know, until we go to sleep. And all what we do is, you know, walking Chongkom and sitting in Samadhi.And then after sitting in Samadhi, we walk Chongkrom again, yeah? We do walking meditation, yeah? And we keep with the Buddha, you know? We keep with the Buddha, we keep with the breath all the time, yeah? Whenever the mind goes out, we return to the point of focus, you know, be it the breath or be it the Buddha. That's it, yeah? The important thing is, you know, for us, you know, to go close to the door, close to Sotapanna or stream entry, you know, I mean, it is seen Samadhipanya, yeah. And this is what we train. Seeing, you know, we keep the Mechis keep the 8 precepts, the lay people keep the 8 precepts as long as they are here in the monastery, and the monks keep the 227 precepts, yeah. So, then we can forget about it, yeah, and the rest, you know, we train, yeah. We train Samadhi, yeah. We train until the mind gets quiet, yeah, until there are no more thoughts coming up, until there are no more memories coming up, yeah. And once the mind is still enough, you know, then we can go into investigation. And the investigation is the important thing. Investigation, the first thing is, and the first, and the next thing, and the second thing, and the third thing, and the fourth thing, and the fifth thing, is the body, 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 yeah. So we take the body apart, yeah. But we don't take it apart with our memory, we take it apart with our inner eyes, yeah. This is so important, yeah. I mean, the memory can look at pictures and remember, yeah, yeah, this is not so nice, this is not so nice. I mean, he can even remember, you know, when we saw a terrible accident, you know, where the arm was lying off, you know, or the car was lying off. But we have to see it inside, you know. We have to see it inside ourselves or inside the other people, yeah. We have to tear off the skin, you know, to see what is underneath, yeah. Because what, you know, we think this body is so beautiful, it is so nice, you know, and it is so lovely, you know, it is so amazing, yes. We are so attached to it. So we have to cut this, we have to cut this attachment, yeah. And this attachment is only cut if we undermine the power of, of our liking and dislikes towards the body, yeah. And this we do with the asupa, yeah. We do, you know, with the loathsomeness of the body. The moment you open up the body, you don't like anything about the body. Why? The moment you close the body, you like everything about the body. Then you open it up, you know, you like everything. You don't like anything, yeah. Or if you if you start, you know, whatever goes in, you know, it is nice, it is beautiful, it smells good, you know, and whatever comes out smells shitty, you know, I mean, it is not nice, you know, we don't want to touch it, yeah. Just like I said last time, you know, I mean, whatever comes off, yeah, when the hair comes off the head, you know, we don't like to touch it, we find it disgusting, yeah. When the old food is coming out of the body, we don't like to touch it, you know, it smells, it stinks, you know, and so on, yeah. So we use that for investigation of the body until, yeah, because the investigation of the body, yeah, within the body, you know, is the root of our greed and hate, yeah. Whatever we like in this world, whatever we hate in this world, you know, is in connection with this body. So we have to undermine the power. We have to undermine the attachment to this body by looking, yeah? Not by making it disgusting, by looking how disgusting its nature is, because we find it disgusting, yeah? I mean, think about some people, you know, when a nurse draws their blood, you know, I mean, they faint. They don't want to see the blood, you know, their own blood, yeah? I mean, when they see somebody open, you know, a wound opens up, you know, and see part of the flesh, I mean, they faint, yeah? They find it automatically disgusting, yeah? It is the same thing, you know, when the doctors, you know, start to to study medicine, you know, and the first time, you know, they open a corpse, you know, either they throw up, you know, when they see the open corpse, you know, or they faint. Because that, it's not, we are not used to this sight, yeah? And we don't find it lovely. We don't want to hug our partner, you know, when he has no skin on, yeah? We don't want to kiss it, you don't. We don't want to touch a hair, you know, or touch a blood, you know, I mean, that is underneath the skin. And the skin is a big deceiver, yeah? This is something you have to remember. And so, once your samadhi is good enough, I mean, then do the investigation of the body, okay? Because that cuts down, yeah? So, that's all for today, yeah? So, are there any questions in English? We are trained, in the West we are trained, you know, to go and think about problems, yeah? To think about this, to think about that, to use our memories. The training of samadhi is exactly the opposite. We use our memory to incite, yeah? To incite something, yeah? We use our thoughts to incite something and then we observe, yeah? What is happening, yeah? So for instance, you know, you want to see the body die. You make the mind very calm, yeah? And then you think, I want to see the body, how it, you know, what death is or what death is like, yeah? And then you observe. You don't think about, you don't bring up the images, you know, of death, yeah? You observe, you know, what is happening. If it's not happening, you do it again and again. You know, sooner or later, the images will come up, yeah? I mean, how often have you died, yeah? I mean, the citta knows every aspect of death, yeah? It also knows every aspect of birth, yeah? I mean, you can see, you know, that the pain of birth is nearly as much as the pain of death, yeah? I mean, just think about, you know, going through this small channel, you know, I mean, both, you know, the mother and, you know, the child, you know, I nearly die, yeah? And some of the mothers die, you know, and some of the children die as well, you know, when they go through this at birth. So, and it is the same thing, you know, when you investigate the hair, I mean, huh? Make a picture, you know, I mean, look at the hair of the head, you know, I mean, have it, you know, for 5 minutes, you know, concentrate on the hair, you know, hair of the body, you know, and look at it very closely, then close your eyes, you know, and repeat this image, yeah? And then, you know, and then ask the questions, you know, okay, yeah, and then go more and more and more in detail, yeah? Questions? So, use your time wisely, 3 months, yeah? I mean, it goes by so fast, yeah, these 3 months, you know, in no time, you know, it's gone, yeah. And, I mean, this week I will do this, you know, and next week I will do this, you know. And then we're coming one week close to the end of Pansai, you know, and we haven't even started practicing, yeah. Because we all had all these things to do, yeah. No, we have nothing else to do than our practice, yeah, of Samadhi and Panya, yeah. Developing this thing. Okay, it's enough for today. Yeah.
There were 2 questions from the email.
Yeah, I mean, then come and ask them. You know, when you talk behind my back, I don't understand.
So after reflecting many times, I still doing same habit that I know it will take me to unpeaceful state of mind in my meditation. Even though I have repeatedly promised to change certain habits, they still end up falling back into old habits. Longpo said not to judge good or bad when you do the reflection. But if I don't judge good or bad, how can I change that habit?
How can you not know that something is a bad habit? Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you see that it's a bad habit, yeah? And then the wish, you know, and you see also how much harm it does to you, yeah? And the wish arises by itself, yeah? Or you can in the beginning, you can have the wish, you know, to change it, yeah? But let the decision, you know, be done by the heart, not by our mind, yeah? The judging, you know, the judging is not helpful, yeah? Seeing that there's something, you know, seeing that we put our hand in the fire, yeah? I mean, nobody has to tell us, you know, to retract it, yeah? That is the principle of reflection, yeah? If you see it clearly, if you don't see it clearly, you know, I mean, it is not enough, yeah? If you think somebody else pushes your hand in the fire, then it is not enough. Then you have to look at again until you clearly see it. And then you don't have to tell anybody, you know, to change your habit. You automatically retract it. That is the power of the citta, yeah? And we have to develop this power of the citta. Because as long as we think this is good or this is bad, yeah? I mean, we never know if it is right or if it is wrong, yeah? Because it is our judgment that is based on our education or on our social environment, yeah? Some things, you know, that are judged by the society are bad can actually be quite good, quite helpful, yeah? Especially when you look now at the modern societies, you know, where you think, you know, generosity is judged as a very bad habit, yeah? Because you don't have enough for yourself, yeah? Okay, understood. Okay.
And a second question. When I reflect a few times, I see a lot
of things. Who is that?
Any. The one who...
Yeah, has, I know, yes. I know. So, well, she has 2 questions.
She has 2 questions. And a third, there is another one. When I reflect a few times, I see a lot of things I'm angry.
Yeah.
Not because of the memory or thoughts arise, but more towards I'm angry because of my dislike or angry reaction to the memory of and thoughts. Is my reflection correct?
No. No, I mean, you have to, when you do the reflection, you just look at it, yeah? I mean, a thought, you know, anger comes up because of a thought, because of a memory, yeah? And we don't want, you know, I mean, we stay, you know, why we do our reflection? We either stay with the Anapanasati or we stay with the Buddha, yeah? So that we don't get distracted, yeah? We just want to see as clearly as possible, yeah? I mean, any kind of thought, yeah? I mean, when you look at the lake, any kind of thought, any kind of rain, any kind of wind, you know, makes it us unable to see the ground of the lake, yeah? So any kind of thought, any kind of memory makes us unable to see what is really going on, yeah? So this is wrong, yeah? So she should have some more, you know, before she does the reflection, I mean, she should do some more meditation, you know, get the mind calm, yeah? Because the mind calm, the mind without a thought and memories, you know, I mean, sees things very objectively. I mean, there's no question, there's no anger coming up, yeah? I mean, even if you see you did something really terrible wrong, yeah? There is no judgment coming up. There, you just see it, you know? I mean, you just know it, you know, and that's it, yeah? Okay.
And So second person. In this world full of lustful entertainment, it's very difficult to overcome the sankhara of lust and sensual pleasures.
Yeah.
Often it happens that there arises a compulsion to indulge in masturbation. Mm. Please guide us to how to address this issue. As while in meditation, also such thoughts keep arising. So I have tried to think about asubha, but the kilesa are so powerful. I get fooled by them most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that will be in the beginning all the time. Yeah. Try not to give in. That is the first thing that we can do. Yeah. And then if you can't, you know, if you have to go in, I mean, look at every step of the process. Yeah. And ask yourself at every step of the process, is that something, you know, that is, yeah, that is wholesome? Is that something, you know, that gives you complete satisfaction? Yeah. Not only the end result, you know, I mean, look at the whole process, yeah? And the only thing, you know, I mean, if asupa is done, you know, is not possible, I mean, then you have to train it, yeah? I mean, asupa, training of asupa is like training to walk. It's just like training samadhi, yeah? Okay. Finished.